It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. My voice, it is still on vacation. So how's everybody doing?
It really doesn't sound that bad.
It feels terrible.
Like, I can tell.
It doesn't hurt.
I mean,
but
you can
tell.
But
yeah. So take over. Talk. Go.
Well, just here. Good morning. Good Tuesday morning. How's everybody feeling? We're stretching.
I honestly feel so refreshed. I had no sleep on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So yesterday was a really tough morning for me.
Yeah.
But I went to bed at like somewhat of a reasonable time. And I feel very refreshed this morning.
It's all about that. I was off because I went home because I went for a great workout, did all my things. And I'm like, I'm going to take a quick 30-minute snooze. Ended up being 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I was so jacked because I went to bed from like 4. I took a nap from 4 to 6. Then I was like awake from 6. Then I couldn't go to bed till like 10. So it's an interesting, people up this early know what we're talking about. It's really interesting. But how was your day? I know Chop's had an interesting day. Producer Pork Chop.
Oh, yeah. My day was good. Actually, news update first. I just got my blood work results from Thursday. And it looks like my vitamin D, it's supposed to be somewhere between 30 to 100, mm-hmm. and mine's 31.
So like, you're almost deficient.
Yeah, you need
right,
more
that's not
vitamin
a,
D.
You
that's
need
not
more
a
good of that thing, D. Joe.
Yeah, I yeah. need more D.
You can get that.
Which is shocking, because I think you get a lot usually, but.
Yeah.
And then your calcium is supposed to be between 8 to 10, mm-hmm. and mine is exactly a 9. So that's good.
Okay.
And then the other number I was worried about, my PTH, it's supposed to be between 9 and 65. Mine right now is 105, but that's good because it was 140 a year ago.
I want to get all my levels done because I think that's so fascinating because how do you really know when you're deficient in a vitamin?
Exactly.
My doctors have said like your body will tell you something will be off, you will feel weird, and then you go in and get your blood work like you did. So I'm so proud of you.
Yes, thank you.
Well, yeah, maybe vitamin D, drink more milk.
I take a vitamin D pill every day. It's because of my surgery.
Oh.
Like, that's why.
Got it.
Yeah.
So is there any way how you can get it even higher?
I don't know. I'll
remember what they
the
used to tell you? Was it vitamin D or vitamin C? But back like when I was in elementary school, they're like, if you're deficient of this, go to the tanning bed.
Yeah, vitamin,
oh, vitamin
C,
D.
D is sunlight.
It's D.
Yeah.
Vitamin
yeah.
D. They would say go to the tanning bed, which I'm like, why would anyone suggest that?
Because you actually need sunlight.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, you have to obviously watch out for skin cancer, but
so,
yeah.
Crazy, embarrassing story that happened last night. So I was at the steakhouse serving a table, mm-hmm. and my manager comes to me and he goes, hey, man, is table 20 yours? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, they just told me it's their anniversary and like they're almost done with their meal. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, I asked them at the beginning of the meal if they were celebrating an occasion and they said no. He's like, yeah, well, you know, make sure you get them their free dessert. So I go over to the table. I'm like, I am so sorry. I was like, I didn't realize it's your anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Aww.
And then like they're kind of looking at me funny. I'm like, something's not right here. So I'm like, I gotta go harder. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna get you a free cheesecake. How many years are you celebrating? And then like nothing. I'm like, did my manager just come talk to you? And they're like, no. And I'm like, it is your anniversary, right? And then the guy goes, well, and so it's a man, a woman, and two little girls. And he goes, actually, it's our divorce anniversary. And he's like, we come in because, you know, we're trying to be good parents for the kids.
Good co-parents.
Right.
Before you said the kids, I was going to say they were having an affair.
No.
Happy anniversary.
He's like, we're trying to be, and I'm just mortified. Turns out my manager accidentally meant table 40. Not table 20.
Oh, shoot.
My God.
to know, did they get the dessert or what?
I would have given them the dessert.
But like, happy honestly, divorce!
Happy divorce. Good for you guys for being great co-parents. There you go. Yes.
They listened to the show and they said I could shout them out. Vanessa, Vanessa and Michael, thanks hey, for
Vanessa and
coming
Michael.
In.
Kudos to you guys for co-parenting and rocking it out. I think it's amazing when you can keep that dynamic going.
Yeah, good yeah. for them. That's amazing.
Do you guys think it's tacky if I had a divorce party?
No.
Because my girlfriends, like, we're going out to LA and they're like, we're going to celebrate. I'm like, I don't know if that's tacky.
I think there are ways to do it tacky, just like there's ways to do a bachelorette party tacky. There's
sure.
ways to do anything tacky. I think if you wanted to have a divorce party out in LA with your friends, I do not think it would be tacky. You know, it's hard.
It's time.
And you know, it's time. You're ready.
All right. So I shout out that couple one more time.
Vanessa and Michael.
Yes. Congratulations. And way to co-parent, keeping it awesome.
My day yesterday was actually pretty good. I had a little bit of a productive day, but I also did the thing that Mackenzie did. I said I was going to lay down for like 30 minutes. I ended up laying down for 2 hours.
Oh, man.
But I needed it because I had to teach a cycle bar class. And I was kind of dreading it just because it requires so much energy. And I was like, how am I going to keep a room full of people dying, like losing their breath, motivated and have energy when like I feel like I have none?
My favorite thing you do, by the way, in class,
what?
She'll be like, she calls the class like by the day. So were you like, good evening, Monday?
Yeah.
I love when you're like calling us
I'm
Friday.
I'm like, come on, Monday.
Come
like,
on,
pick
Monday.
It up.
I love it.
So, but I took that 2 hour nap, which I'm really glad I did. And then I ended up having a ton of energy for the class. So it was really good. And I also got in not just one, but 2 episodes of the Netflix show.
Our
You.
Show?
Yes.
Are you done?
I have 2 episodes left.
Okay.
2 episodes left.
So
I cannot
juicy.
Wait.
Oh, man. Speaking of juicy, we are going to spill the tea coming up. If you missed the big Bachelor premiere last night, you will not believe who showed up. Plus, Saved by the Bell, is it coming back?
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes. It is tea time, and we are kicking things off with Chris Hemsworth, who is just so amazing, as if we needed one more reason to love the actor. He went on Instagram announcing that he is donating $1 million to help fight the Australian wildfires.
We're really still in the thick of it here. There's plenty of challenging times ahead and still to come. So what we need is your support and your donations. I'm going to put forward $1 million, and I was hoping that all of you could contribute in any way, shape or form. Every dollar counts. That money goes directly to the firefighters, the people on the front lines, the people who have suffered, the communities that have taken a hit and who are in desperate need of our support.
Oh my goodness. It is just absolute mayhem. The images are very heartbreaking. So anything you can do to help, please donate. Well, moving on to the big premiere last night of The Bachelor over on ABC. Pilot Peter went into the 24th season. And spoiler alert, if you didn't watch, I have to tell you, there was a surprise return by none other than Hannah B.
Hey.
What?
No! Is she dating him?
Hannah.
Hey.
Look.
Hello.
I'm fine.
What are you doing here?
Hannah, we have a crisis. Hannah is here. Hannah Brown is here. Hannah. Talking to Peter.
Oh my
is
God.
She competing? I don't know. Is that legal?
What? So during the 3-hour premiere, the network reintroduced the former bachelorette who admitted that they, during her season that Peter was on, had sexy time in a windmill 4 times in Greece. So she is going to be vying for him, including 30 other women. There were 5 Texans, 3 flight attendants. Of course, they always want to get real jazzy with their entrances. Madison kicked it off, best contestant, with an oversized paper plane. Tammy used a TSA metal detector on Peter.
Ooh.
Yada yada. I think this is going to be a pretty juicy season. What are your thoughts on Peter? Do you like him as the Bachelor, Liv?
I do like him as the Bachelor.
Yeah.
He seems like a genuinely like nice
guy.
He gives me like kind of Ben Higgins vibes.
Oh yeah, just a nice
yeah, from
all around dude.
Seasons ago,
who's from Indiana?
Yes, I hate that Hannah Brown came back. I hate that because you know how many men in my life have screwed it up and then months later come back like begging for me back. And I'm like, no, you lost your chance. Bye.
Exactly. It's going to be juicy the next episode. We have to wait a week, Monday, 8 p.m. on ABC. Well, Ricky Gervais, I thought he killed it hosting the Golden Globes, but will he ever come back?
I loved it. As soon as it was over, I loved it.
Are you going to be doing it again next year?
I've told him, don't even ask me. I've said that before, and they keep asking me. And I've told them, please don't even ask me, because it's tempting.
He's like, it's tempting, but I think he probably, they show him all that cash. He's like, no, I don't want to do it. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. So we shall see. I think he is like the best host ever because he doesn't hold back. And here is some exciting news. Saved by the Bell fans.
Is this real that Saved by the Bell is coming back?
Yeah, it's going to be on the new NBC streaming service Peacock, and it's a big reboot. We got a great writer, Tracy Whitfield, who did like 30 Rock and the Mindy Project.
Wow,
it's a great team, and it's single camera as opposed to the traditional three camera that we did.
How many episodes are you doing?
We're doing 10 this first installment. So yeah, I'm back in class.
Oh yeah, AC Slater and his famous mullet are coming back, baby. If that doesn't make your day, I don't know what will.
All right, there are words that we still use in 2020 that need to be banished. We need to leave them behind. There's actually an official list, not my opinion, but Mackenzie?
I'm guilty of saying probably multiple of these.
Correct. Live the web girl?
I know I'm probably.
Correct. Yeah. All right. We will do that in less than 10 minutes. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Hey, happy Tuesday. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. I've heard of this college. If you're not from Michigan, you may not have, except for every year they put out an annual list. I'm talking about Lake Superior State University. They're located in Michigan. They came up for the 45th time, their annual list of words that need to be banished in the new year. So for this year, it'd be 2020. Now, here are some of the words that we should stop using. And if you have anything, by the way, too, 833-563-2539. You can also tweet us. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Okay. You guys probably know where this one comes from. Number one on there, they say quid pro quo. I can't even say it.
Quid pro quo.
There you go. Yes, for everything political happening right now with President Trump. Gosh. They're saying, we need to stop and just leave that word behind.
I've never said that in my life.
I've never said
no
that
No problem.
In my life.
I'll leave it alone.
I'm like, pork chop. I don't know. That might be a little quid pro quo. Why do I say crow?
It's not.
Because it doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Can we just call it
quid?
If
you are on any political news station, that word has probably been in your mouth at least 400 times within the past 3 months.
Now, I'm a fan of food, mainly fast food that's really bad for you and will clog your arteries. But they're saying we need to get rid of these kind of foodie words, which all three of them make the list here. Artisanal, curated, and I've never heard this one, mouthfeel.
I've never heard a mouthfeel
in my life. They're saying it's pretentious words that really don't mean anything.
Mouthfeel.
When food's good to me, I learned this from my buddy Eddie's mom. He used to do a lot of cooking. I say, ooh, that's a flavor explosion in my mouth.
I don't get this, though, but that they're saying overusing, because no, who says mouthfeel all the time?
They're just saying we need to banish them. Like don't ever say them.
I think curated. What's wrong with curated? That means it was like...
It just sounds so pretentious and like, I love the smell of my farts.
But sometimes things are curated and not just thrown together. I think curated, I'm keeping curated.
Of course,
my
the
vocab.
Girl that loves avocado toast will defend these words.
Yeah, and I can perfectly curate a piece of avocado toast.
Now, this next one really makes sense to me, influencer. Because obviously this is the year, these past few years of social media influencers. What do you guys think?
I totally agree because everybody thinks they're an influencer. I can't stand that. It's like, and everybody wants to be an influencer. It's like, just do you. Like, what's your thing? I don't get that.
You know what's crazy? Before, say 5 years ago, you had to at least go on The Bachelor or Bachelorette before you could become an influencer. Now, everyone, you can be, as long as you use an Instagram preset, you can basically be an influencer now. There's like a society of them, and it's like crazy how like big this society is. I'm like, there's more wannabe influencers than there are people taking in the content.
Yeah, this is what I tell people that like reach out to me, or this is my advice. You should use social media as a supplement to endorse your brand. But if that is all you have going on, if that's all you have, say Instagram dies tomorrow, it's done. What are you going to do with your life? Like, if all you do is like put, is that, if that's, and people make a good living off of it, make a lot of money. But I was going to say, you should have something else going on as well, because if that goes away, like, what else are you going to do?
Now, Liv, this next word, I'm not trying to attack you, but it is on this list of words that need to be banished in 2020. No. Any guess what it would be?
I don't know. I say a lot of crazy words.
How about literally?
Oh, that hurts. I do feel attacked, even though you said you weren't trying to attack me. I understand. I overuse it. I use it as a crutch. And now I don't even know if I really know. I use it so often.
Now that's probably, are you trying not to say it right now?
Yes. And now I'm like stumbling on my words because I don't know how to talk without it.
Liv just goes silent and doesn't say anything. She's like, there, I didn't do it.
I just can't talk without saying it.
It's not on the list, but one word that I realized I say a lot, and I guess it's just a filler, is the word like. I don't even realize I'm saying it.
A lot of people do. I do as well.
I do.
I know, but I listen back to the show sometimes, which, by the way, we put podcasts up. You just search for Joe McKenzie, pretty much any podcast platform, you'll find us there. I'm like, oh my gosh, I say like a lot.
No lie. I would say probably 6 months ago or so, I answered the phones here at, you know, Joe McKenzie at the show, and it was a woman, and she said, if you guys want to have Liv the web girl on air, you need to tell her to stop saying like after every single second. She says she was a communications major. Well, she needs to communicate better. She sounds terrible. I had to stop listening. I was like, yeah, no, I'll definitely tell her. She had no idea.
Did
she
say
talking to me.
Like, totally, I'll let her know.
Yeah. Like, definitely, literally, we'll tell her.
All right, and the last word, there's a lot of words here that that they say should be banished in 2020.
No, I love this one, and I say it.
Mackenzie, you cannot, and I think it's a show we all need to put our foot down, politely, totes. You cannot say totes. It's like a short version of
what
totally.
What about totes my goats?
That one might be able to stay.
I might let that one slide. I mean, I do it intentionally.
Your go-tos are totes and yes, honey.
I do that.
Like right now, I need some honey for my throat.
I just like to have fun.
And what's pork chops word?
Because it can be so vanilla and blasé. People need a little spice in their vocabulary.
Need a little spizzazz.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ban that word right now, whatever you just said.
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
I like it.
Hey, coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News, the latest on those huge fires raging in Australia. Also, a brand new sport coming to the Olympics. Okay, I think this is cool, but there's no way this is an actual Olympic sport, right? And ladies, if you got bigger boobies, there's a survey saying you might be sick because of that. We'll explain. Hang on. Joe's Need to Know News. If my voice fails me, well, then it might be Mackenzie, Pork Chop, and Liv's news that they have to repeat for me. All right, authorities in Australia have arrested close to 200 people. I didn't know about this. This is crazy. For deliberately starting the brush fires that have devastated that country, which, by the way, I'm dumbfounded. Have you seen, like, there's a few photos online circulating of the size of Australia and how it's on fire, where it's at, inserted into, like, the map of the U.S.? It's like our whole country almost.
Right.
And it's on fire. Like, the whole state of Indiana or Texas on fire.
I started crying yesterday because I read that 25,000 koalas at least have believed to have died.
Yeah, listen.
25,000, yeah. And I'm obsessed. Since I was a little girl, I've loved koalas. I love wildlife. And that just, you can just see them holding their babies, all the images that are surfacing, and it's heartbreaking.
Here's the stats, and this is why, I sound like a D-bag. I'm not trying to, but my wife asked me, Lindsay did this. She said, can we donate? So we're like, yeah, let's donate $100. So whether you tithe or give money, you think, maybe consider doing that. Like, Mackenzie, I'm going to donate money instead of getting you a birthday gift. No, I'm just kidding. But
no,
it is something.
Do it in my name. That would make me so happy.
It is crazy. Here's the details. Nearly 12.35 million acres have burned in Australia, destroying more than 1,400 homes and claiming the lives of 23 people. Further, the fires have also claimed the lives of more than a half a billion wild animals. Let me repeat, a half a billion wild animals.
That's 500 million. Like, just think about that for a
second.
That's
insane.
500 million animals taken from our earth just like that.
So far, a total of 183 people have been arrested by police for lighting brush fires over the last few months. What? I don't understand. Like, this isn't accidental. Like, oh, I forgot to put out my campfire.
Well, when we were on, I mean, nothing comparable, but when Porkchop and I lived on the West Coast, there was a wildfire, and there was a kid that started it in the Gorge, which is where all those beautiful Multnomah, like, yeah. waterfalls are, and it was like a stupid kid setting off fireworks. And it started a, I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage, and I mean, their family got death threats, because it, but he was like, a, that was the thing, it was like he was 14 or 15 year old, just an idiot. But these idiots doing this, they don't, do they realize the magnitude of what they have done?
Yeah, do they know, like, how old were these people, and like, do they know what their motive was?
All right, well, yeah, I just, it blows my mind. The Olympics, this also blows my mind. Breakdancing is coming to the Olympics. I'm not kidding. This is a real story. The Olympics are going to have breakdancing. It will be an official sport in the 2024 Summer Olympics held in Paris. Breakdancers will be scored on a 10-point scale that rates footwork, freezing, different poses, and floor spins. Hey, if I get to hear some Beastie Boys, I'm down with this.
Honestly, I'm so excited. I've like been obsessed with dance ever since I was a little girl. I like danced my whole life. I am here for it. I love the Olympics, and this is just making me so much more excited. But I will say, after watching so many dance competition shows, other countries are going to be bringing the heat.
Yes, we have to. This will be very entertaining.
Oh,
to
I'm not
watch.
Worried. Have you guys been on TikTok? The USA will win. We got this locked down.
USA!
Send
USA!
All our,
USA!
Send all of our best TikTokers. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, women with bigger boobs suffer colds for twice as long with those compared to those with flatter chests. So,
Lit. Cool.
Yeah, good news, Lit. researchers found those with F cup size boobs.
Whoa, baby!
Remember the girl, those things are dangerous. Suffered colds, coughs, and flu for the average of 8 days compared to women with like a double A who were under the weather for only 4 days. That's half the time.
An F cup, though, that is like the size of my head.
That's like that's it's crazy. A triple D and an F.
I got mad respect for women because I was with a girl back in the day when I was younger, and she still has back pains to this day. Like, if you're born with it, you're born with it. What are you going to do? I never would understand a woman that would want to get that and enhance that big.
I know someone who naturally has a size F boobs, and I am not, like, my mind is blown right now because they will be sick for so long. Their colds and their cough will linger.
So you say this is a legit
and
study?
Legitimate.
Here, before I give you the answer, don't look. Why do you think experts have a reason why they think this is true? Like, they've proven it. Why do you think it is?
Well,
because
like,
just
know,
a lot of pressure.
I told you I had to look and you looked right at the paper.
I didn't look at the paper. Let me guess. Because there's a lot of weight on their chest and on their lungs.
Weight-ish, kind of, yeah. Experts believe that the fat in the boobs weaken the immune system, which makes it harder for the body to fight respiratory infections.
That I think of super
is
bad.
Crazy.
When they say a breast reduction is like slapping God in the face. I feel your pain if you have back pain. It's a movie quote, okay?
And there is a new trend for long-distance couples in video chatting before they go to sleep, then leaving their phones in their bed with the video chat going all night long. So that way, they're kind of sleeping next to each other virtually.
That's romantic.
That's a new trend. I did that like 7 years ago.
Oh, wow. Look at Porkchop's actually the trendsetter right here in-house.
Wow. And finally, for Joe's Need to Know News, we've all heard the joke before, why the chicken crossed the road. Well, apparently this chicken heard it for the first time and thought it was kind of funny. This is a farmer's chicken.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the other side.
Porkchop saw the video.
Insane.
Thank you.
My goodness.
You saw the video. Real chicken?
Yeah, that's real.
That's 100% real. I'm going to put it up on our blog for Joe's Need to Know News at joemckenzie.com.
But that's how I laugh at like a stupid joke. I'm like, ha 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 ha.
So you're saying
like
you're
a machine gun laugh? Like,
yeah, exactly. Yes, yes.
You're on the level of a chicken. Okay, now we know. Hey, check out Joe's Need to Know News. Just text JAM, J-A-M, to 52140. Coming up next, we've got the song of the day. Song of the day on Joe and Mackenzie. We have a theme and you get to decide. This is so important. You got to grab your phone. Obviously, do it safely. Save this number because we use it a lot on the show. The number is 52140. And the word you'll text right now is song. It's S-O-N-G. And today's category is whatever happened to. Like, whatever happened to that artist or that band? Like, what happened to them?
Because sometimes you hear a song and you'll be like, oh my gosh, yeah, I forgot this song existed. Whatever happened to that artist? Never heard from them again.
All right, we'll kick it off with Live the Web Girl. What are you bringing for Song of the Day?
So I absolutely love this song so much. It's kind of a throwback song. It will get your mood right. It gets you pumped up. It's just great to jam out to. And this artist, this is the only song I've ever heard of from this artist. I even forgot who the artist was because that's how much they've gone like MIA. It's My Own Worst Enemy by Lit.
I like that. What about you, Mackenzie?
Okay, so this is like a jam we all know the words to. And I was like, whatever happened to Sir Mix-a-Lot? I know he was doing some radio stuff, but I went with a classic, an OG, Baby Got Back.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuck. The jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get whipped up and take your picture.
Now the only way you're gonna hear that is if you vote right now. 52140, text the word song, vote for me.
I want sound effects added to my songs next time. That's not fair.
Do it.
Okay, Pork Chop, what do you have? Once again, the category, whatever happened to?
So mine might be a bit of a stretch. The song's from 2007, so it's like 13 years old.
Which is insane.
Yeah, I know, right? It doesn't seem like that long ago. I love this song. I don't know how popular it is. I think if you're listening in Houston, you might know this song.
Why?
Because Houston is close to Mexico.
Yes.
And my song is called Lean Like a Cholo.
All the homies, they know what I mean. Baby, let me show you how I lean.
Like a cholo.
Lay back. Bounce in the car when we do a dance, and we do it like what?
Like a cholo.
Yeah.
Yes. Into it.
Like a cholo.
We did thorough research, Chops and I, about cholos yesterday.
Joe looks like a cholo.
Well, call me Jolo then, okay?
Okay, Jolo, if you vote for my song.
All right, and last but not least, myself, Joe, whatever happened to the category, I went with a classic song. I've heard different meanings of it. I don't know what it is, and I forgot the group's name, but you always hear this, and it makes me happy when the bar's closing down or something's wrapping up. The artist is called Semisonic, and the song is called Closing Time.
Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Come on, this is where you want to sing it really loud.
I know. Home.
All right, what song do you want to hear this morning? All you got to do is text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Once again, recapping the songs, Live the Web Girl went with My Own Worst Enemy by Lit. Mackenzie bringing that booty with Baby Got Back. Woo! By Sir Mix-a-Lot. Pork Chop wants to lean like a cholo. What's the artist's name?
Down, a.k.a. Kilo.
Okay, a.k.a.
Whoa!
And then, K-I-L-O, right? That's Kilo.
I believe so. It's not Kylo.
Makes sense.
And finally, Closing Time by Semisonic. All right, who's going to win? We'll find out next. Text the word SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Song of the Day. Category today is Whatever Happened To. Pork Chop is working in collaboration with Rosie. To tally up the votes, we'll get to those in less than 30 seconds. Right now, a little recap of the songs you could have chose. Liv kicked it off with My Own Worst Enemy by Lit. That's a good song. Then we had Mackenzie with Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
Pork Chop didn't realize he liked the song so much. Went with Down. The song's called Lean Like a Cholo.
Like a cholo. Side to side. Elbows up, side to side.
That dance is making me uncomfortable. I don't know if you're doing it right or what. Like, it just seems really weird.
I'm sure you could do it, though, since you're a JOLO,
I'm
right?
a JOLO, yes.
JOLO.
That's actually, yes, if my song wins, can you... Yeah, I want Joe to put your elbows up and lean like a JOLO.
I will, and then I'll sit like a JOLO. Oh,
please, I hope I won.
And my song, hopefully will stop that from actually happening, is Closing Time by Semisonic.
I know who I want to take me home.
Okay. Voting... is done. Results with Chops and Rosie are in.
And I want to shout out Emily, one of our amazing listeners, who calls in pretty much every morning to give us her vote. We love you, girl. Thank you for voting for me today, too.
Of course, if she voted for me, she would not have shouted you out.
She votes every day and votes for numerous, various people.
So before I read these results, yesterday I told my boyfriend what song I was going with, and he said... that he's never heard of this song, and I'm gonna come in at last place.
No way!
Yeah, so let me vote real quick. Hold on.
Oh, I forgot to vote for my song again.
All right.
Come on, guys.
Sorry, votes are in. All right, okay. Okay, coming... Oh, all right. Coming in last place. Wow, last place with 18% of the vote. Liv the Web Girl.
Dang it, I love that song. I'm not surprised. Not a lot of people know that
but
song.
But I thought your song was going to come in second. I really like that song, Liv.
I love that song.
I thought her song would have won.
Yeah, wow. All right, well.
Wow, so much love for Lit.
Coming in third place with 19% of the vote, so right behind Liv the Web Girl, Joe Pesh.
Really?
I could have predicted that our two were on top because they're the best.
I told my boyfriend
no,
the same.
Closing Time is a bop. Nothing against Lean Like a Cholo, I can't believe it placed higher than that.
Yeah, I mean, when you go shopping, you hear that.
Yeah.
Lean Like a Cholo. I can't wait to hear where we hear this one at.
So, second place with 24% of the vote. And first place with 38% of the vote, so there is a big gap there. Second place, 24% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Second?
Yeah.
I
got the win, 38% of the vote.
I'm shocked, but happy, because I really want to hear Lean Like a Cholo,
yeah,
too.
It's a cool song. I like
That's
it.
It's so wild. Random. It is so random. I love it.
You're going to like it. It's a bop.
It is time to lean like a JOLO. Here we go. Pork Chop, your winner today for Song of the Day.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it's tea time. And last night, the big Bachelor premiered season 24 with pilot Peter. And it was very exciting because, spoiler alert again, if you didn't watch, there was a surprise return by none other than Hannah B.
Hey.
What?
No. Is she dating him?
Hannah.
Hey. Look.
Hello.
I'm fine.
What are you doing here?
Guys, we had a crisis. Hannah is here. Hannah Brown is here. Hannah. Talking to Peter.
Oh my
is
God.
Is she competing? I don't know. Is that legal?
Oh, it's gonna shake things up in the house. Now, if you recall, Peter was on Hannah's season of The Bachelorette, and they admitted on their final date in Greece they totally had sexy time 4 times in a windmill. Just a side note there. So everyone is all up in arms. I think this is gonna be a great season. There's 30 women vying for his heart, 5 Texans, 3 flight attendants, and the list goes on and on. And he took them, it was something he was familiar with around airplanes.
Last night was a blast. You know, feeling really good connections right off the bat. To me, that's huge. I'm so excited for today. This could be, you know, my first real date with my wife.
Oh, yeah. So 8 women got sent home after the 3-hour premiere. You have to catch the next one Monday at 8 p.m. on ABC. Well, Antonio Brown, what's he been up to? He's got a new rap song. It's called A Whole Lot of Money, and we have a little taste for you now. Okay, what do we think? Wow, those lyrics are intense. They're so diverse.
Hold on, I want to get a producer credit. There we go. I'm on the track now. I
remixed
it.
I feel like this is like a manifestation audio I would listen to. Got a whole lot of money, like visualize your money and multiplying in your bank. Right?
We just leave the show today. All we hear is pork chop.
A whole lot of money. You can't hold that from me. And there's also other news, and Liv, the web girl, was pumped about this, or I don't know, she was shocked about this. There's going to be a boxing match happening?
Yes, so apparently Antonio Brown, the former NFL wide receiver, he is challenging YouTuber Logan Paul to a boxing match. So Logan Paul is obviously a huge YouTuber. He's been really into boxing lately, mm-hmm. boxing other YouTubers as well,
whoa.
And other just influencers. And so Antonio Brown went on Twitter and said, square up at Logan Paul. Logan Paul retweeted it and said, I'd drop you faster than the Patriots.
Whoa!
Because he just got dropped by the Patriots. And then Logan Paul went on Barstool Radio and basically said, yo, square up. I'll mess you up, Antonio Brown. And said, like, yeah, this is a reality. Like, this could happen.
And when will it happen? People are saying in Miami, possibly during the Super Bowl, which makes sense.
I am so here for this. I want this to happen so bad to see Logan Paul get absolutely obliterated by Antonio Brown. This is a guy who films videos on a digital camera going against a literal five-star athlete.
This
Antonio
be so
Brown,
good.
A crazy, crazy athlete. The only reason why people put up with all of his crazy antics is because he is that good.
That he is that good. You know what would be fun if Gronk announced it, Rob Gronkowski? Oh, I would love that.
Gosh.
If Gronk was in the mix. Now, here he is. He actually was having some fun with his lady. He was doing a little karaoke covering some Lady Gaga.
You and I, baby, I'd rather die without you and I.
Aw, poor thing. Aw, I love you so much. He was making an appearance on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he was just like backstage, and they caught it doing a little karaoke. Lastly here, the Netflix series I'm going to be obsessed with, probably you are too, Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop just got its own show on Netflix.
So what happens in a workshop?
Everyone gets off.
What the f*** are you doing, Miss Hugo?
What we try to do with Goop is explore ideas that may seem out there or too scary.
Are you guys ready to go out in the field and make a ruckus?
Just another day at the office.
I'm here for this. Super into it. It's going to be Gwyneth's series. She has all these like alternative health practitioners on and just really cool, fun things that she likes to try. She's very sexual, that one. Gwyneth Paltrow. The Goop Lab premieres on Netflix January 24th. Okay, so I got a notification. How to beat a cheater. There's actually devices. There's things you can do. So coming up next, we want to know, how did you beat a cheater? Who did you catch? Who did you track? Who did you find out was actually tracking you?
Oh, that's really creepy. Just like the TV show You.
Yes, 833-563-2539. We're going to get into it. Coming up next on Joe and McKenzie, it's Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Talking about tracking and catching cheaters, and maybe you've tracked somebody. Maybe you've been tracked.
Yeah, this is so interesting. So all of a sudden, out of the blue, in my email, I get this message. It says, beat a cheater. Track any phone instantly. Free, fast, anonymous. So they have apparently a service where you can see who's been texting your significant other. Or vice, you know, whatever.
What?
You can totally track them. So this begs the question, have you ever tracked someone? Have you ever been tracked? 833-563-2539. That's creepy AF.
How much does that cost?
Do you want to do it?
That's what I was wondering. Like, would you actually do it?
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Like, if you need to track somebody, the relationship is over.
Do you think so? What if you wanted to track Lindsay?
Why would I track Lindsay?
But what if you just thought you had a reason to, or vice versa?
I would, like, say, hey, are you cheating on me? And she'd be like, yeah, I'm hooking up with this one dude. I'd be like, all right, well, we're done. I don't know, like...
I am insecure about my body and things, but I'm not insecure in my relationship. Like, I either trust the person,
right,
or I don't. But a lot of people, I know, Mackenzie, like you bring this up, probably would want to know more about these services.
Yeah.
Probably even have done this before, some way, somehow.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of services like that. You can record their nightly sounds. You can.
What? See their, hold you on. Don't one at a time here.
What I don't does see, that even mean?
The fact that Mackenzie just breezes through and it's like no big deal. It's like I feel like she's done this with her ex.
No, I'm looking on this online right now. You can dig into their history. You can find out their cloud. You can track their exact movements.
Wait,
that's hacking.
Exist,
that's hacking,
you guys.
No, that's more than hacking. That's got to be illegal.
No, they're like cell phone spy apps online. These exist. Anyone can do them. I'm not like just special intel.
Apple
here.
Won't even give the password to the police officers when they're asking to get in someone's phone. So how is that legal?
There's apps.
But it's illegal, Mackenzie. Then, like, cheater. I could hack your cloud. If you got nudes, I got your nudes.
Yeah,
like, that's
exactly.
Illegal.
But you could do it.
This is a total invasion of someone's personal privacy. And two, I'm kind of with Joe. Like, if you feel like you need to do this in your relationship, there's a deeper problem. Like, you guys should probably go to couples counseling. Like, if it's come to that point, just don't do it and go to couples counseling and figure it out.
Oh my God.
I think this is when someone's denying and you want to catch them in their tracks.
What? Has anybody done this then? Okay, like Mackenzie says, it's if you're denying and you want to catch them. Did they deny? They're like, no, it's all good. And you're like, oh, we'll see about that. And you actually found something? Because I doubt you'll call in and admit, like, oh, I thought they were cheating and they weren't. I just was really insecure.
Or maybe you found out you were freaking being tracked and you're like, what? Because that's not so hard to do on, like, people's phones.
Oh, my God. Like, what if they put a tracker on your car? They don't believe where you're going. Ooh.
Yeah.
So I know this girl that had a very weird intuition feeling that her significant other was cheating on her. So she looked through all of his phone, all of his messages, did not find anything. And then she was like, you know what? I'm just going to re-download Tinder and see what I find. She re-downloaded the app that was deleted off of his phone, re-downloaded it, signed in, saw that he was having daily conversations with like multiple women, but every time he would come home, he would delete the app so she would never know.
This is my always debate, the debacle. If you don't freely, you would not hand over your phone to your significant other, you're hiding something.
And
this is what all guys in particular say. Oh no, you're insecure. I shouldn't have to do that. The fact you're crazy if you want this. If you have really nothing to hide, no inappropriate conversations, nothing you've been doing that's weird, you should totally freely hand over your phone.
But it's pretty
able to.
If you're asking for me to hand over my phone though, like your insecurity is so huge.
That's the move everyone goes to.
It's not a move, it's the truth. Guy or girl.
In between both of you guys, because I think it has to do with the context. Now, if I am in the car with my significant other and I'm like, hey, give me your phone. I want to choose a Spotify song. Free Willy, give me my phone. If he was hiding something, he wouldn't even give away his phone for that. But if I'm being, you know, crazy or vice versa, if he's being crazy, like, I know something's going on. Give me your phone. It's almost like, bro, why don't you trust me? Like, chill out.
Okay,
I'm
so
upset.
Say you're like, I want to check out the Spotify, whatever. And then you open, you hit his text messages and you just start flipping through.
No. Why would you open it up?
I'm asking Lev. Would Jewel that? Would he be like, what the hell are you doing?
He'd be like, okay. He probably would not care because he's like, I've got nothing to hide, but I want to let it be known. I would never do that.
Jewel Daddy, right? If Liv ever did that, break up with him. It's crazy.
But why?
Because if I went through Lindsay's phone,
I think there's
833-563-2539. Yes, this is for
trust issues.
Your relationship sucks. It's over if that's the case.
Yeah, I think if you're doing that, you have trust issues and you've got a problem.
All right, what do you think? We'll talk to you next. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
All right, well, secretly, this whole thing, I think Mackenzie's just trying to track people, but she got a notification or something about track people,
I'm
see
not
their
in
phones.
A relationship. I have no one to track. It's really not. I got the, I don't
sure.
care. I don't care. I got a email, like a random spam thing that was like, beat a cheater. And I was like, how is this possible? And there's all these, like, tracking devices, apps and stuff you can put on your phone. So I just was like,
which one's your favorite so far that you've downloaded?
I don't have anyone to track. It makes me paranoid. Someone's tracking me. Because I watched the show You on Netflix. So I'm freaked out. It's about a stalker.
All right, 833-563-2539. Want to know if you have maybe tracked somebody. You're like, I think they're cheating on me. I'm about to find out. Like, what methods or ways did you go to that? And the thing I really want to hear is I want to find out for somebody that, like, they found out that they were being tracked. Maybe, like, they didn't know about it, and they found out. Or maybe they confronted the person because they saw, like, wait, what are you doing going through my phone? Like, yeah. What is that?
Do you think Lindsay would not be okay with some messages that you've sent out?
Good morning, Anonymous. No, she'll be fine. I'm just kidding. Hey, Anonymous, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Crap. Let's talk about Anonymous. What'd you want to say? What happened?
So I'm with somebody who went through my phone. I mean, obviously, like, I don't have anything to hide. Go ahead. Do what you need to do. 5.5 hours of this person going through my phone.
Wait, like, 5.5 hours?
Like, per day?
Didn't do, like, he didn't find anything. Like, I don't do anything wrong. Like, I'm a good woman. I'm very, very loyal to my man. But he still did not believe.
That kind of thing right there makes me think that the person is going to end up killing you. Seriously, like, that's uber possessive and crazy and controlling. And that's the path you lead down to, Mackenzie, when you say, let me check your texts. That's the door you crack open.
But if nothing's hidden, then it should be no big.
She told me off the air that her significant other did download a tracker and put it on her phone, and she didn't know it.
Ooh. I mean, who wouldn't? Okay, so say you're thinking of, like, committing your life to someone. Say you and, like, you guys are so into each other. But I'm just saying, if you were, and you had one day or whatever, you could just see what all their text messages were.
Would you not be curious? No, not at all. I don't care. I've never gone through a significant other's phone. And in my opinion, like, you all bring great points. But yeah, I have nothing to hide. Sure, go through my phone. That doesn't mean I want you to go through it. I want you to trust me. So right. I'm kind of more, I guess, with Joe on this one. I don't think the relationship is over or it's crap if someone does. I just think you, like, you know, like, trust me.
If my boyfriend Joel Daddy went through my phone, the only thing he would find is me searching pictures of the actor Timothée Chalamet for like 5 hours.
Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
All right, the fun's about to end. You know why?
Why? Oh, no, it's Dare Dice.
Yes,
the first
it
of
is.
2020.
The lowest number is the person that's going to have to face the box of shame tomorrow, which I think I might take a sick day tomorrow, so
tomorrow's
we'll see how that
birthday.
Goes.
Tomorrow's my birthday. Would you guys really make me do, like, the box of shame on my birthday? That'd be the worst.
All right.
I should be exempt.
I'm not really big into what Mackenzie and Chopna does, where they speak things into existence.
I'm exempt.
But I'm... No, you're not. I'm speaking into Mackenzie rolling... Two.
My birthday wish is no
one
box
one.
Of shame. Thank you,
I
granted.
My head.
Dare Dice. We're about to get into it right now. We are Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now, and we are live on our Instagram. You need to follow us. Joe and Mackenzie. You can find the whole show up there, too. So Mackenzie, she's sweet. She's nice. She's already trying to get out. She's like, well, guys, it's my birthday tomorrow. And it's also Elvis's birthday.
Yes,
rest in peace.
The king. I just think it would be really a sad way to kick off my big B-day.
It'd be so sad if that birthday cake we got you didn't end up in your mouth, but it ended up on your face.
Ooh.
It's like we planned it. No, see, you think it's sad? I delight in that. That would be amazing.
I want to have someone pop out of a cake for me.
Ooh,
like
ooh.
Someone hot. Do you guys have any surprises? Like anyone coming? Oh.
Yeah, we got Jimmy Garoppolo coming.
So,
yes. Oh my God, I would die. Can you work on that producer pork chop?
Got it.
Who wants to roll first?
I'm going
to
go second.
All
okay,
right.
Liv wants to go first. Ladies first.
Good luck, Liv. Oh,
thank
there goes
you.
My mic.
Woo! And I do one at a time or two?
One.
Okay.
One at a time.
Gosh. Sweet baby Jesus, come on.
Liv has rolled a three.
Not awful, but
pretty
not
low.
Great. All right, come on, come on, come on, come on. Woo!
Liv has rolled a
five.
Oh,
an eight. That's not terrible. That's not terrible.
Okay. All right, we're all hoping Mackenzie now rolls
Ladies
snake
first,
eyes.
5 and 5. If they're snake eyes, okay.
Chops, are you hoping Mackenzie rolls
five
two?
And, five
Most
and five.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. That's
maybe it's
your
so
birthday.
Funny.
That's cool.
It'd be funny.
No, unless it was fun.
You don't appreciate good humor.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
First one is a four.
Not bad.
Boo.
Yay. Okay, boo. 5, 5, 5, 6, 6, 6, 6.
1, 5, 5, 5. 1. Yeah. Whoa!
Sick. I got a 1. I have a total of 5.
Pork Chop, would you like to go third or you want
sure,
me to?
Sure, I'll go third.
All right. So to recap the score right now, Live the Web Girl, what'd you have, an 8?
Yes.
All right.
Mackenzie had a 5. Pork Chop, with the roll of your first dice,
one,
you can beat
one.
It.
1. 2.
Ooh, a 2. That's a suckerino.
I normally wouldn't do this to you, but you did this to me.
Here we go.
2, 2, 1, 1, 1.
He needs at least a 3 to tie Mackenzie.
Yes!
Wait, are we tied? No.
No, 6.
Dang it, my math is off. He beat me by 1.
Currently, right now, Mackenzie is looking like she'll face the box of shame on her birthday.
What freaking jerks that they make me do this on my birthday?
You know what?
A bye.
I used to feel bad, but if you think I'm a jerk, that's okay. Because I'm not. To recap the score, Liv has 8. Pork Chop has
6.
And Mackenzie has
5.
5.
Okay. Ooh. Woo! The roll.
Now I feel bad.
We've been waiting for right now, with a 6, we could guarantee Mackenzie's box of shame birthday.
That's kind of sad.
That's like so mean.
Aw. But,
Poor Chop, seriously, quit pandering. Here we go. It is a
1!
Uh-oh.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
It's a 1.
Okay.
I did mention before I rolled that 1 that I might take a sick day tomorrow.
You need a 6 or a 5, man.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
It doesn't matter.
It's a roll-off.
If you still get it and take a sick day, we'll just
or
wait for you.
A roll-off
so
or you
matter.
Lose.
Oh!
Wow.
I just pulled it out of my butt. I got me a 7 as a total, which means...
Dang it.
Here's the thing, though. Remember... Tomorrow, Mackenzie, you have the chance to re-roll.
I do.
If you get doubles, you get to choose who does the dare for you. Now,
that's
I'm
true.
Proposing in the year 2020 a new rule.
Okay, I'm open to ideas.
I think whoever gets the highest is exempt. So if you roll a double, you can pick the next 2 lowest scores of who does
so
it.
So tomorrow,
but if you
need me and Chuck.
I propose a new rule of 2020. When it's your birthday, you're exempt from lots of shame because it's your birthday.
You try to get out of it every single time,
no,
so no.
Me?
Yes. And every
Joe
time,
is the biggest baby,
and when
and
we have something,
agree,
no,
cries
everybody,
around or
real quick, as we wrap it up, be honest here. Does Mackenzie not try to get out of doing the punishments or wants to change
them
all the time?
I do them every day.
But
Mom
you try
and Dad,
to change
don't
them.
Don't fight in front of the
We're
children.
We're not fighting. It's a great discussion here. You don't want to do
I
a lot of them.
I don't get out of them. That's because you want me to do gross, like, fart, but, like, guy stuff that I would never do.
That's the idea, Mackenzie. It's the box of shame,
Josie
not box
Grossy
of fun things
there.
I want to do.
No,
she's
Josie
like,
Grossy.
Oh, no, I got to put makeup on. That's not a punishment.
You should look at Pork Chop. Pork Chop looks so awkward right now.
Well, I'm disappointed in Pork Chop for not stepping up and saying it, because he would agree with me behind the scenes.
No, because he wants me to do things that are not ladylike and disgusting, and I stand up to Joe because I'm not a pushover. I'm like, no, that's gross.
But that's
Stop being gross.
But that's the fun of the show, and that's why we do it.
Well, it's Mackenzie's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, you brat. Maybe I'll take a personal mental health day and not be here. Oh, for my birthday.
So we'll put a bunch of fun and interesting things in the box.
You are such a pain. All right,
because
whatever.
It's her birthday.
We should just stop doing Box of Shame.
No,
then.
But I mean, it could still be fun
Seth
and interesting.
Joe, who just said he's sick and wouldn't show up if he got the lowest.
No, I did
but
say fun
but
and
I've,
interesting.
But I've never missed out. And you, of all people.
I've never missed my
who,
day.
Who have faced all the things.
Yes.
It's so interesting that, like, you'll take the punishments, but you don't care if other people do.
No,
I took
I'm not...
my punishment one time I was sick, and you guys made me do it because I was sick, and I did it anyway because intern Chloe ran for me. So it's fine. I'll do it. On my birthday.
It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Spend all your
time. Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
So Mackenzie, she's got a situation here, and she's not sure what she should do with something that she's had for a while.
Yes. So this is the question. What do you do just in general with your wedding gown? Because you get married, and then usually after you're married, whether it lasts or not, to be honest, you box it up, you have it prepped, and you take it to the cleaners, and then it like sits in the attic. Now, lots of times, like generationally, it'll get passed down, and maybe like your daughter will want to wear it or your granddaughter. But lots of cases, you know, obviously things change, trends change. And so what have you done? What's the right thing to do with your wedding gown? 833-563-2539. Can you resell it? Do you get rid of it? And then also the question, if like you're not in that relationship anymore, that marriage didn't last, like what should you do with the dress?
I think if you're no longer married, you got to burn it, right? Like, why would you want to give somebody a bad karma dress? Well, it is, but like you want to pass it on. That, like, obviously that dress didn't work out. So why would you want to give somebody else that bad juju? Like, get rid of it. But also, I think about my wife Lindsay. Like, she's got a dress. I don't even know how much it cost from our wedding 4 years ago, and it's just sitting inside the
attic, like in a box. Yeah.
And it's just sitting there just like collecting dust. It takes up space. I'm like, why do we have that?
Well, I think, you know, you want to save it just for the opportunity or the chance if your daughter might want to wear it. So I have three older sisters. None of them have worn my mom's dress, but my mom still has her dress. I just recently saw a picture of it for like the first time. And I'm like, that is stunning. If I can fit into it, I would absolutely want to wear that at my wedding, or at least take parts of it and put it into my dress.
Now, do you feel pressure? Because a lot of people feel, because you're the last one to, like, that hasn't gotten married, like you would be the shot to like wear it.
Right.
So do you feel any pressure there?
I think my other sisters might, if they were in my situation, they might feel pressure. Like, I'm not like that. I'm going to do what I want. Like, sorry. So like, I don't really feel pressure. And I know my mom knows that. Like, I'm very strong headed. Like, if I didn't want to wear it, like, sorry, I'm just not going to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's very interesting. But it's like, you don't want to burn. I mean, that's just so severe.
So would you want to keep it, though, for your daughter? But women do
that. I don't know. That's the thing. Because mine is packed. It was made. It's absolutely stunning. It was made in France. Very expensive. Very nice. And it's set up. And it's just beautiful. A little box. But I'm like trying. I'm like out with the old, in with the new. It's my 2020 mantra. Only good energy. I'm protecting myself. You know, I just want all these things. So I'm like, what should I? I don't know what to do
this
dress.
Would you reuse it if you ever got married again?
No.
That would be so
She said it's a nice dress. She said she liked it.
Yeah, no. I just feel like that might be bad. So do you think, though, that maybe, like, if your daughter asked you to keep it and said, like, I might want to wear that one day, would you tell her, like, hey, maybe it has some bad energy? Or would you be like, no, it's fine.
Lulu is so strong. Like, she would never, I don't think she'd want to do her own thing. Like, right. She's nine, so we got a while. But right. But I think she'd want to do her own thing. So it's just, like, sitting there. So I don't know what to do with it. Do you sell it? Do you donate it? What should you do with it? Make something else out of it?
Hey, Sarah, you're on Joe McKenzie. What should McKenzie do with her dress?
Hi. So there's a foundation. I can't remember the name of it, but it is here in Indiana. They take wedding dresses, bridesmaid dresses, all of that, and they will make outfits for babies that pass in the hospital.
Wow. Is the sweetest. Goodness. That would make me feel like doing something like that would obviously sit very well with my heart, and that would make me feel good. Okay, I'm writing this down so I can find it.
The girl on line three actually knows the name of the organization.
Oh, I've never even heard of this.
Hey, Chelsea, good morning. You're on Joe and McKenzie. What's the name? Say it again. I'm sorry, your phone cut out.
Angels of Hope.
Oh, Angels of Hope. Okay, I'm writing that down.
So that's what you think. You don't think like McKenzie should just burn the dress?
I mean, if you want to, or you could make it more memorable and give to a family who is experiencing a loss.
Yeah, I would never just burn it because I wanted to have like some, you know, donate it to do some good in the world.
I'm telling you, where are the women out there that are like, that man cheated on me. He took up the best years of my life. We're burning this. You just talked about a divorce party, and that's like the kickoff a lot of women would do for a divorce party.
I also, too, like, if it's a fancy dress from France, like, if maybe, like, you can give it to me and, like, I can sell it.
Mariana, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. What'd you want to say?
Hi. Yeah, so I actually had a friend of mine take my wedding dress, and we made a baptism gown for my daughter. And then I ended up having another daughter, so they both wore it for their baptism. And I had a really, really long train, so she ended up making a little bonnet out of the train. And so now we have it for their daughters if they want to use it for a baptism gown. So it turned out really sweet.
Oh, I love that. Because it is, there's so much material.
And you
so
could use it for your future grandchildren.
That's true.
Theirs.
I'm imagining like a little kid in like this huge wedding dress. It's like, where's the kid?
It's like Baby Yoda or something. Like, hey, help me out.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right. We're going to get to the tea coming up in a little bit. But pregnancy cravings, kind of, you know, wedding stuff. A lot of women stuff today. I want to know, 833-563-2539, what was your craving? Or guys, too, maybe you had to go run out and buy all the things. You're like, dude, every night I was in the store picking this up. What was it? This one woman is addicted to something which I don't even think you're supposed to eat. It's a really weird pregnancy craving. We'll do that next here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. What was your pregnancy craving? It doesn't even have to be weird. Like, what, when you were pregnant, carrying that baby, did you have to have all the time? And guys, I want to hear from you too. If you were constantly running out having to get stuff, 833-563-2539. This woman was addicted, and this is just gross. I don't even think it's healthy. She's been doing it for years and years. She has some syndrome, whatever, but to baby powder.
It started off as pregnancy craving, just the smell of it. And then it would grow on to where I'd use it, my child, and I'd like taste it off my hands, like the dusting of it. As years have gone on, it's got worse where I'm actually just eating it now.
Oh my God. Then she talks like, what does it taste like?
It's like a strange taste. It's not a horrible taste. It's like a very chalky taste, and it's like a nice texture now. And when I'm...
That's
like,
just...
Well, as the only person that's been pregnant on the show, I had crazy cravings. I didn't even know who I was anymore. So when I was pregnant, I would go through KFC. I just wanted like fried chicken, and I would get like a bucket.
I think I'm
and
pregnant.
Just eat it right. Like, I couldn't even wait till I got home. I was like straight up cavewoman, and I didn't know what happened to myself. I also craved weird things like fruit punch and Fruit Loops.
Now, have you ever craved that stuff before when you were not pregnant?
No, not at all. It's just a baby wants it, and you're like, I have to have it.
Does she now, as your kid, like, does she like Fruit Loops or those different things that you were craving?
Like, in the beginning, I wanted meat and cheese. So I don't know why I thought I was having a boy, because it wasn't sweets. And I loved Fazoli's breadsticks. And it was a girl. So it was odd. But I will say, I love cinnamon gum, which I know it's like love or hate thing. But then after I was pregnant, I was repulsed by it for years. And I just got back on the train.
All right.
It does something to your taste buds, for sure.
Let's go to David this morning. David, what was yours? Like, what were you picking up?
I had to go at all hours of the night to go pick up Cheetos and pickles. Hot Cheetos and pickles. We used to get this all the time.
Like, together?
Yeah, same time.
That sounds really good. You're saying the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, though, not the regular kind.
Yeah, the Flamin' Hot. Sometimes the lime flavored, but yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I used to get that all the time.
So what'd you end up having?
We had a baby girl about a month ago.
Oh, congratulations. What's her name?
Her name's Isabella.
Aww,
her name's Pickle.
Yeah.
Pickle. Thank you, David, for calling in. We'll go to Amber this morning. Hey, Amber, what were your cravings when you were pregnant?
So when I was pregnant, I constantly craved Mexican food, but specifically the like white cheese dip that you could eat.
Queso.
And... yeah, the queso. I wanted to literally drink it. But my husband was really upset with me because I guess sometimes that Mexican white queso can be unpasteurized.
Oh.
And if you eat the unpasteurized kind of cheese, you can get like a listeria or other foodborne like illnesses. So I did wait until I was past my first trimester, but then I was like, you know what, screw this. I got to have me some cheese.
So you just did it anyways.
I did it and it was fine.
It is
came
hard.
Out fine.
There's like random things you can't have. Sprouts, obviously, like sushi. I mean, there's just like a whole list of things.
With sushi, it's like mercury, right? But what's in sprouts? Or is there a reason why you can't have sprouts?
Well, sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, like they even tell people who aren't pregnant, be careful eating those.
Really?
Yeah, like if you get them on your Jimmy John's sandwich, like there's a warning that pops up. And like they have to like tell you like a warning if
so
you order it online.
They can just like be contaminated with harmful bacteria.
Oh,
yeah, they're
oh,
very
yeah.
easily contaminated. Also, you can't have deli meat either.
Okay, let's wrap it up with Renee this morning. Renee, what was your wife addicted to?
She was into Taco Bell soft tacos.
Oh, soft tacos. How many tacos? How many could she down?
This is a true story. One time we went sit down and ate, she downed 36 soft tacos.
What? 36?
Yes, I didn't mean to be counting, but she downed 36 soft tacos.
Dang.
Wow.
Holy camoly. Hey, Renee, thank you for calling in. That's a hell of a run for the border.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
What would you give up for the perfect body? 833-563-2539. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. 1 in 3 Americans say they'd give up flipping pancakes for an entire year. I've done that before, but that was not by choice. That was just, you know, kind of a dry spell. But they say they do that if they can instantly reach their fitness goals, according to this research. But that's not all they'd be willing to do. Out of these people they surveyed, they found a quarter of the respondents are so desperate to reach that fitness goal, they'd be willing to spend a week in jail to do it if they could just instantly have it in a blink of an eye. Obviously, fitness doesn't happen that way, but would you guys do that?
I think the saddest stat that I've ever heard is people would be willing to give up a year of their life for the perfect body. And to me, my most precious thing is time, because that's one thing you can't buy, you cannot get back. That's why I hate when people waste my time, because time is so valuable. It's the most valuable thing to me. So
if you had a body that was like kind of fat, you would not give it up for a year to get that good body?
I wouldn't give up a year of my life, no way. A year of memories with my daughter?
No. It's not giving up.
Of hooking up, like a year of
it's
loving.
It's flipping pancakes.
Oh, I was just saying. Well, I mean, I'm not seeing anyone. I'm not in a relationship so far.
I know,
yeah,
this is like a hypothetical. Yeah. If you're not, 833-563-2539.
I would.
That is just so sad to me. I truly think that our society puts way too much pressure, way too much focus on our physical appearance. How come the debate isn't, would you give up a year flipping pancakes to be a better human, to be a better person, to maybe get rid of your flaws, to maybe not procrastinate?
Coming up next hour on NPR.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it's just so sad that this is actually a debate and that, like, people hate on their bodies so much that they're willing to, like, give something up for a year or, like, do this, do that, spend a week in jail for just for your physical appearance. Let me tell you, if you get in a, you can spend every waking moment caring about your physical appearance. You can spend thousands of dollars trying to fix your physical appearance, all of this stuff. If you get in a car wreck, that can be taken away in 1 second. What would you rather have? Your life, your character, or what you look like on an exterior, a shell?
You're making this so serious. Just
I know,
chill
because
out.
I don't like this conversation. I would not give up anything.
It is all about confidence, because there are beautiful, stunning people that have an amazing body and just they have no self-confidence. I would rather see someone that's like a little more overweight, that's just got swag and charismatic. It's all about the energy they bring. They are so much sexier to me than someone who looks perfect but just kind of cowers in the corner and like isn't very secure in themselves.
Or also is a bad person.
So right? Far, we have two no's is what I think you guys are saying.
Yes, I'm saying no.
833-563-2539. And then Porkchop, you say you would.
Yeah, I would. I'm cool with that.
You don't think they have any, like, you're not worried about what they're saying?
No, I mean, I guess maybe I'm not putting that much weight on flipping pancakes. So maybe if you, like, made the wager something else, then maybe I wouldn't.
So what about the jail? Would you spend a week in jail to have your quote-unquote...
And you can't hook up in jail either.
Probably not. Maybe I wouldn't go to jail for a week just for the perfect body.
I would hope
Would you
not.
Go to jail for 2 weeks to wipe out your entire debt?
Ooh,
probably.
Would you? You should be like, yes, absolutely. Yes.
No, because he'd add right back to it. 833-563-2539. Would anybody listening to Joe McKenzie, would you be willing to go a year without flipping pancakes like that? Or would you like do a week in jail? Or what would your thing be?
What would you do, Joe?
Ooh, I would totally give it up for a year. That's 1 year of my life to be fit. And then I could maintain it? Oh my gosh, it'll take me longer. Like I've started now, it's going to take me more than a year to get to healthy.
Well, but like, what about, okay, how important is flipping pancakes? Because I mean, what I'm aren't saying. We supposed to practice abstinence anyway? So,
well, I mean, what? Unless you're married, also, and like, I mean, if that's your religion or that's your belief, then like, go for it. But
I mean, we all went the first what? How many years of our life without flipping pancakes?
Well, I would hope so. We were kids.
Exactly. So the point is, it can be done. It's just a year of not flipping pancakes. It's not like it's a year of your life down the tube.
My point is, like, giving up anything. So, like, Joe, would you spend a week in jail?
Yeah.
Okay, and I also do want to say something, too. I think Joe is a little bit in a different case because, you know, not only is he just like not happy with his physical appearance, but it's more of like a health thing as well.
But
I
think even if it was people like somebody's like, I got to lose 20 pounds, I bet people would do that. Or at least I would assume.
I think that's sad. I think it is, at least.
833-563-2539. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Has anybody got a chance to check out, like, actually watch the new Kelly Clarkson TV show?
I have.
How is it?
She's doing a great job. I mean, she's just like the girl next door, super down to earth. And I've interviewed Kelly Clarkson many times, and she is like, what you see is what you get. She is the real deal.
She seems fun. Like, I've seen her in concert. She seems like just a happy person. Well, this lady, Linda, she's 61 years old, and she really likes Kelly Clarkson, too. She's living in Florida, and she was watching the Kelly Clarkson show, and it's kind of funny. I laugh at this. They were looking back at the best moments of the show from the past year, kind of like how we did for Best Of, because like the show just got together in September, October, just like Kelly Clarkson did. So there's like not a ton of things there. But she was watching it with her boyfriend, and apparently Ronald, now that he doesn't like Kelly Clarkson, but he's not a big fan, he was kind of just putzing around. And I can't stand when people do this. He was talking during the show.
Ugh. I hate that.
And Linda was not having it. She got really annoyed, told him to stop, of course. He's like, what do you want me to do? Finally, she punched him. What do you think Ronald did?
Punched her back?
Yes!
Ooh.
White trash Ronald over here punched her back, and that didn't go well. The cops were called. They came to the house. They were both arrested for domestic battery. What a happy couple. They say they've been together, guys, 14 years.
Does Kelly Clarkson know this happened?
Do you think she'd have him on the show?
She would totally intervene and be like, guys, come on. Yeah.
Now, there was a contributing factor. Alcohol was, they were both drunk.
You should do what I do. It's very, like, passive aggressive. So, like, I hate when people talk during movies or TV shows. So you pause it and you let them talk.
And then, you're like, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Let's go.
But obviously very passive aggressive.
My wife, Lindsay's gotten good at it. Like, because I usually do pay attention. I know she'll disagree with that, but I've been a better job of being attentive. But she'll see me pause it like you say. And she's like, oh, sorry. Like, I think if you do pause it purposely, people are like, oh, sorry. I'm like, it's okay.
But sometimes you can't. Like, I have family members, when we go see a movie in the theater, they will ask me questions as if I am not viewing this film for the first time as well. And it's so funny. I'm like, I've not seen this movie.
I was going to give you a tip, but you can't do this at the theater. But if you're at home, for example, like, let's say this was the, right here, like this music. Let's say this was the actual, like, soundtrack to the TV or something. Pork chop, start talking. Keep on talking to me.
Hey, so, Joe, were you like, Joe, can you, Joe, I'm trying
you
to
just turn
to
it up
Joe.
On him so much? You're like, oh, what? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I like the pause tactic.
My boyfriend has to rewind every, I would say, 30 seconds in a television show.
He's a rewinder.
He is a rewinder. He has to hear every single word. And sometimes he'll ask me, what did they say? And I'm like, I don't know. It was not that important. I don't think it matters to the plot line. And he's like, no. I have to know what they say. He'll rewind it sometimes 7 times to try to figure out what they say.
Why'd he miss it, though? Was he on his phone?
Was it you?
Sometimes you just miss words. Like, it's hard to hear what they're saying. It'll be something in passing that, like, it really does not matter for the plot.
Does that drive you insane?
I'd punch him.
It literally drives me insane. He also yells at me when I'm on my phone not paying attention because then when he says, wait, what did they say?
People do that to me. People watch me to see if I'm watching, and they get mad if I'm looking at my phone.
I can see Liv like watching Star Wars with her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, and it's like the part where, like, Luke, I am your father. He's like, what do you say? Like, oh, nothing. It's not that important.
It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next, speaking of someone on the show, maybe it's Liv, maybe it's me, poor Chopper McKenzie. resolutions. Our friend has one, but I guess apparently they're not doing so well on it. Is it okay if we step in there and kind of, you know, like help them out or kind of call them out? Maybe they don't even realize that they're failing. Oh, gosh. Is this about me, guys? Because it's on the paper. Am I failing already? You want to tell me? All right, we'll find out in less than 10. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. So it's Joe and McKenzie here on Radio Now, and Liv the Web Girl, you're the one that's thinking about intervening. Like, when I think of intervention, like, don't you guys think of like alcohol or drugs? Like,
or they're hoarding.
They're at their lowest of lows, and they're right. gonna die. What are you trying to intervene with?
Okay, well, it's definitely not that serious, but I just want to know, like, if I should or not, because I have a best friend, and she has made all of these New Year's resolutions. And she's starting to fall on them, and she's starting to slack. And I don't know if she's even realizing one of them was gossiping. She said that she was not going to gossip anymore, that she like wasn't going to talk bad about anyone, whatever, because she just loves to gossip. And so when I'm on the phone with her, I can hear her gossiping and talking bad. And so I'm like, you're already giving up on your resolutions. It's the first week into the new year. Is it a good friend or a bad friend to kind of say something? Again, with her diet and exercise, she has a huge New Year's resolution to like really eat healthy because she does not eat healthy at all. And she'll tell me these things like, oh, yeah, no, I'm just in like the so-and-so drive-thru where I'm in, you know, and I'm like, that's not eating healthy. That's not a healthy choice. That's not, you know, you're already slacking on working out. Do I say something? Or no.
What do you guys think? Do you think it's better to tell people so they can hold you accountable, like your New Year's resolutions, your goals? Or do you think it's better to keep them to yourself, like write them down, write your own little messages, affirmations, so people can't like poo-poo on them or like attach their negative energy?
I think it depends on the person. If you're a person that you can do whatever, whether people are supporting you or hating you, then I don't think you have to tell anybody. But if that little bit of support, that little bit of motivation is going to be the thing that holds you accountable and gets you over the edge of doing it, I would say you got to tell someone.
And see, there's like, you know, that debate. Are you a good friend if you just, you know, encourage everything they do, like stand by them no matter what, you know, you're always just that support? Or are you a good friend if you call them out on kind of their BS and, you know, call them out to try to help them grow or be better? There's like two, I feel like, sides to this.
I would, if I were you, this is what I would do. I would just totally, in a sweet but kind of kidding yet serious way, be like, oh, you know, just like in a fun way. Make them aware, like they're not following through, mm-hmm. but like in a sweet way, not like really like we have to have an intervention. Very serious.
How would she take it if you told her? You think she'd be upset?
I mean, I think she would be upset at first, but I feel like a lot of people would be maybe upset at first. Or, you know, she might be cool and be like, ah, shoot, you know what? You're right. I honestly have no idea how she would handle it or take it. And I know, you know, I have a sister who's out there somewhere that's saying like that's like toxic, like you can't control another person. They're going to do what they want to do. If they're not asking for your advice, don't give it, like sit back. But then there's some people that are like, no, if you're really her best friend, you would say something, you would, you know, keep her accountable. So
I'm torn because I agree with that. Like, how often is there something we want to help somebody, but they don't care? They don't want to hear what you're saying, but it's like, no, I really know what I'm saying. Like, it could really help you.
If you do it from a non-judgy place.
Yeah.
Okay, because I think that's the big thing. Because when I don't want someone's unsolicited advice, I don't care. I don't need validation from anyone at this point in my life.
Right, and so that if comes, you don't ask.
Yeah, exactly. But I think if you did it in a really caring, loving, supporting way, and even like having some fun with it, be like, I thought we weren't going to gossip, girl, or something like right. that. You know, she can't get too mad at you.
833-563-2539. What should Liv do here? We'll talk to you next. Liv the Web Girl's got a friend, a good friend of hers, and she's kind of struggling with her New Year's resolutions. And she's like, well, I want her to succeed, but do I say something? Is it going to come off the wrong way? I just want to try to help her out and hold her accountable. Or, like, do I step up, say something? Like, what would you do? 833-563-2539. Lucy's on the show this morning. What do you think, Lucy?
I think that as a friend, and I mean, I've been a friend, and I've lost a lot of friends. I feel like you should always, you know, tell your friend, like, hey, you know, I think this is wrong. Because at the end of the day, you're supposed to be that person in their life that always lets them know when they're messing up. Like, you're not going to do it, like, in front of people, you know. You're going to do it in private. And if they don't want to take, you know, your advice, then maybe that's not a friend you want to keep around.
Hey, that's a good point.
Yep, tough love.
I wonder, too, if anybody listening, like, if they had somebody kind of in Liv's friend's position where, like, they had Liv reach out to them. You know what I mean? Like, where somebody's like, hey, what's going on over here?
And see, I am a very, I can admit it, I don't like to admit it, I can be very defensive. So even my boyfriend will bring stuff up to me like, hey, you're not, and I will automatically go on the defense and like, I almost feel like it's an attack.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like hard for me to do that to her, which like she might handle it better than I would, but like, I would not handle it so great at first. You would have to be extremely delicate with me because most of the time when I'm messing up, I'm very aware. I'm messing up, and I know, and I'm trying to like handle it myself.
And I'm the same way because I'm like I'm the toughest critic. I'm hardest on myself, so I don't really need anyone else because I ride my own behind.
Yeah. So
yeah. Let's go to Oscar this morning. Oscar, you kind of agree with what Lucy said.
That's correct. I do agree about the portion about her telling her friend.
Yeah.
Because you should always tell your friends what's going on, but at the same time. I wouldn't go to the point of losing a friendship just because, you know, they don't listen to you. You're always supposed to be there for your friends. Tell them once, and you're done. If they don't want to listen, you know, you can't control your friends.
Good point,
yeah,
there, Oscar.
I think that's true. You know, Lucy said, you know, if they don't listen, maybe that's not a friend to keep around, which, like, I just would never lose a friendship just because
I've had friends that have dated straight up losers and I've said, hey, this guy is terrible. He's terrible for, he's toxic. He treats you like crap. But like sometimes they have to realize it for themselves. So I just want them to be happy.
I'd keep on talking in case we do go back on the air. Our power just went out for a second.
Microphone's off. Oh, here we go. That was weird. So in case, you know, you don't, I just always want to be there for my friends. Sometimes they don't listen, but eventually then it happens and you just want to be loving and supportive. Because I want, at the end of the day, I just want the people I love to be happy and healthy.
All right. Well, hey, if you have anything you want to sound off with, your thoughts on this, maybe some advice Liv could check out, tweet us right now on Twitter. It is Joe and Mackenzie. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Indies Radio Now 100.9. I am going to finish our post-show stuff. I have a conference call I have to be on. And then I am silent for the rest of the day.
Why?
I'm losing my voice. It sucks. I don't feel sick. Like, I got like a little bit of a stuffy nose, like just the weather, but my voice is just going.
It doesn't sound that bad.
Really?
So I think you should just stop saying, I'm losing my voice, I'm losing my voice, I'm getting sick, because you're like kind of speaking it into existence.
I can tell.
Yeah, you can tell, but it's not like he's like, ugh.
Right. I mean, when you opened your mouth yesterday for the first time, I was like, okay, I felt like you might be.
In my head, it sounds like disgusting.
In my experience, when you're sick though, when you're like, oh, I'm sick, and you stop and you just go on the couch and you put on your sweats and you do nothing, you're more sick. But if you kind of like power through, if you're not really, really sick, is what I'm saying, then I feel like you heal quicker because it's your mindset. But I would just, don't talk the rest of the day. Do be silent, drink tea, take care of your throat, get some sleep.
So heads up, I may not be here tomorrow. But I want to be here because it's your birthday tomorrow.
Well, you can take the day off if you want. I mean, I feel like I should get the day off because it's my birthday, but
well, you can take it off too then. We'll both be
off.
Pork chop.
Okay, yeah, Liv. You guys. Let's do it.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild day tomorrow.
We'll celebrate Mackenzie's birthday without her.
That would be great.
Okay, we're going to get hammered. Mimosas. On air.
Yes.
So what do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
Let's see. I'm going to get a quick workout in, and then I'm going to go see my girl, Sam, Samantha. And then what are we going to do? What else am I going to do? Oh, I'm going to have my hair done tonight. Yeah, for my birthday. Get my birthday due. So that'll be fun. And then I'm going to drink wine while I get my hair done. I like having evening appointments. So that'll be really fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
What about you, Chaps? What are you doing?
I'm going to ask my friend Joe if he wants to play Call of Duty because I don't have to work at the steakhouse tonight.
Woohoo! Yay, a day off for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have to come over to my place?
Yeah, I don't have internet yet, I swear. Like, maybe tomorrow might be the day.
Wow,
this is a game changer. You guys know what else I get to do?
What?
Side note, I get to go pick out what kind of birthday cake I want. Ooh, that's fun, huh? Yeah, from the cake bake.
What are you leaning towards?
They have so many. I don't even know.
Carrot cake?
Ugh. That would be like out of left field.
What? Oh, I love carrot cake.
Is that what you want for your, like, you have for your birthday every year?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of carrot cake.
Ooh. Have you been to the cake bake, by the way, everybody?
I have not.
There's one in Briarville, there's one in Carmel, and it's the cutest thing you've ever seen.
I love cake bake. I can only eat their salads there, though. They're not very gluten-friendly.
Oh, yeah. I might go for red velvet, maybe the millionaire cake. I'm looking at the pixie.
Ooh, red velvet. I can get down with red velvet. That sounds good.
Okay, this is going to be fun.
All right, Liv, what about you?
I have a cycle bar class tonight, and I'm also taking my ballroom dance class today. I've kind of had a break, so I'm really excited to get back to that at 5-Star. So, yeah, very fun.
Dang, we all busy people.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, if I don't die, I'll see you guys tomorrow, but we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's do that. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.